Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of concern about the health and continued operation of rural ambulance services in Pennsylvania, and I understand that there are a couple of pieces of legislation that are moving through the House of Representatives that will help out local ambulance service companies. What's going on here?
Well, ambulance services across the Commonwealth are really in a state of crisis. Here in rural Pennsylvania, the situation is even worse, and I'm continuing efforts to work with colleagues to help EMS services throughout the Commonwealth. I've sponsored two pieces of legislation that awaits consideration in the House. Currently, the two bills are being reviewed by the Veterans Affairs Emergency Preparedness Committee. House Bill 400 would provide much-needed funding for EMS training in rural areas through the Emergency Medical Services Operating Fund, requiring that not less than 30% of the fund be used for training in rural areas. House Bill 699 would increase Medicaid reimbursement rates for emergency medical services, which haven't been adjusted since 2004. The current rates for advanced life support and basic life support are $200 and $120 per trip, respectively, and that's more than 200% below Medicare and commercial insurance reimbursements. The committee, as I said, is currently reviewing both of those bills, and House Bill 699 with the Medicaid reimbursement is actually on the schedule for consideration in the coming week. So my hope is that we can move forward with that bill and provide some much-needed relief for ambulance services across the Commonwealth. In addition, the committee last week considered House Bill 1013, which would provide for reimbursement for EMS services when they respond to an incident and provide treatment for a patient, but don't necessarily transport the person to a hospital. Currently, the service has to just eat that expense and doesn't get any reimbursement, even though they did provide treatment. So this would allow for the ambulance service to be compensated for that treatment, and I think that's an important bill. As I said, that moved from the committee last week and now moves onto the House floor for consideration. So we have significant movement of EMS legislation in the House of Representatives.
Also, there was some legislation recently passed that will help people deal with those annoying robocalls that sometimes come at the most inconvenient times. What's this about?
Well, this legislation responds to really widespread consumer complaints. I think we've all had these robocalls, and even though many of us are on the do not call list, we still get these calls. So House Bill 105 would improve the state's telemarketing law by making registrations on the do not call list permanent. Rather than having to re-register every 5 years, the bill would prohibit calls on legal holidays, would require telemarketers using the robocall system to provide an opt-out process within the first few seconds of each call, would require robocalls left on a voicemail to include a toll-free callback number that would directly connect the person to the opt-out process. I think these are common sense reforms that need to happen to protect the public and get rid of these annoying calls.
And there's a bridge dedication coming up that honors a local veteran. What are some of the details?
This weekend, I'm honored to join area veterans and members of the community in dedicating the Route 872 bridge over Bailey Run in Wharton Township, Potter County, as the Sergeant Paul M. Brown Memorial Bridge. Sergeant Brown lost his life during combat operations in South Korea in 1951. This was his second tour of duty. He had also served in World War II. So during the ceremony, we will hear from Sergeant Brown's great niece, Gloria Bailey, and I'm honored to take part in this and to sponsor the legislation to name this bridge in his honor.
Also, May has been declared a special month to honor older Americans, and I understand you got to address a group at a local residential facility about this. What's going on here?
I was happy to take part in a ceremony organized by the Bradford Ecumenical Home in Bradford to recognize Older Americans Month, and certainly in the House of Representatives, we annually pass resolutions that recognize the month of May as Older Americans Month in Pennsylvania. Supporting senior citizens has been a top priority for me the entire time that I've been in the legislature, and I feel very strongly that we need to make sure that we provide services for seniors and support them so that they can age with dignity and respect.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.